1990s, there was a new immigrant who was working in a restaurant. One day, he came to attend one of the spiritual convocation in one of the church in Southern California. And the last day, after the Holy Communion, he was in a hurry to go back to work. So the member just drove him to the Greyhound station, bus station. And he was so in a rush, so he took a car, and then he just boarded that Greyhound bus, and so tired, he fell asleep. He was working in Bakersfield. You know where is Bakersfield, right? Bakersfield is a 5 drive to north, and then after you down the hill, then you drive to 99, and not very far away. And he was fall asleep. When he was awakened, he was in Tijuana, Mexico, because he boarded a wrong bus. So he fall asleep, wake up, he was in Mexico. He boarded a wrong bus, go to the wrong direction. And then, because he has no visa, so he was unable to come back because of the border comes out. Then what can he do? So he just called one of our brother, and one of our brother have some connection. That evening used some kind of method to smuggle him back to Garangul Church and pay $300. This is a true story. What I try to say is our life needs direction. If we go the wrong direction, we don't know. It landed in what? In a black society, then it's too late. Nobody can smuggle you back. So when we drive a bus, we drive a car, nowadays the GPS is very important. If you set a good destination, and GPS always remind you what? Recalculating. That means that old style GPS, I don't know what we use the smartphone. So our life, first we have to set the final destination. Where do you want to go? If you set that final destination, you will never get lost, because I know what I'm pursuing. And the fundamental difference between a member and a non-member is the final destination is different. For those who are non-believers, the final destination is where? It's tomb. So a lot of people, they are well planned about their retired life, right? And the best plan of the retired life is what? I already prepared a tomb together with my spouse, so after we die, we can bury together. Even the name has been inscribed already, and the birthday has been inscribed already. Only one space still blank is which day you are going to die. But nobody can inscribe beforehand, but we don't know when we are dying. And for the believer, we know where we are heading towards. We want to return to the Father, just like Jesus Christ said, I want to return to the Father. I will prepare for you, and I will come back to bring you there. So our final destination is there. So there's a tremendous difference, the difference like heaven and earth. We come here, YASC. We are in the initial stage of our life. Set a very clear goal of my life is so important, so we have a right direction. And when we start to grow up, we treasure a lot of things. First is knowledge, right? Know-how is a power, right? If you have a lot of knowledge or know-how, that power will transform into money. A lot of people study so hard. And then the second one is relationship, right? After you work so hard, you gradually, you grow up, you want to have your own relationship. And then you start to want to have your own job, have a steady income. And then you have to study decide where are you going to live. Oh. So a lot of decision. Oh. But above all the decision, wisdom is very important. Oh. Wisdom will guide us to make a right decision. Oh. So-called the right decision is not according to my personal goal. The right decision is defined by God. Under God's guidance, our decision is right. Now, let's come to see the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs, chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13. Verse 13. Happy is the man who finds wisdom, and the man who gains understanding. For her proceeds are better than the profit of silver, and her gain than fine gold. And 15, she is more precious than ruby, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. Here's talk about the wisdom, right? Wisdom more precious than silver and gold, which means what? Money. Wisdom is more precious than money. Wisdom is more precious than the worldly knowledge. And wisdom is more precious than anything in the world. Oh, how come? Because the benefit of wisdom is so important that you cannot purchase by money. Oh, and what is the benefit? Verse 16. The end of days is in her right hand. Right hand means under the grasp of wisdom. If we really have the wisdom, the land of days is in her right hand. Who is the person who lived the longest life? Of course, in the Bible, we know Methuselah, right? He lived 969. Yeah, another 31 years, he will live about 1,000 years. But eventually he died. Oh. But who lived the longest life? It's you and me, who know Jesus Christ. We have eternal life. We will never die. Right? But only when we have wisdom, we know, make a right decision. And a lot of right decisions all connect together, and then it brings us to heaven, to have eternal life. If we make a minor mistake, just like GPS, all right, you drive your car, make a minor different direction, it will end up different destination. Oh, then we lose eternal life. So every decision have a long implication. Every decision, sometimes the consequence is irreversible. Oh, so wisdom is so important. Oh, the right hand, the wisdom can hold on the eternal life. And then, not because I want to have eternal life, then my life will suffer all the times, or because I want to have eternal life. Oh, so I have no choice but to suffer. That's a wrong concept. Now we look into it. 16. In her left hand, reach and honor. Right. Who is the most honorable person? It's not a royal family in UK. The most honorable person is you and me. Because we are the prince of God. We are so honored that God sent angel to guide us, to protect us every day. Oh, we are so honored that we are considered we are having the royal priesthood. We are so honored that God sent his spirit to abide in us, to tell us we belong to him. So he put a spiritual ring inside our hand to let us know we belong to him. So the most honorable person is we who receive salvation. So wisdom will help us to continue to hold on this status, very honorable status. So the Bible says we are like a king after baptism. We are like a king, make ourselves become a king like Jesus Christ. And then the left hand is riches. Riches about what? Who is the richest person? The richest person is you and me. How come? Because Jesus Christ came to the world, bring the abundance, grace, and the truth. So our Father is a Father of abundance, all right? So we will enjoy a lot of different kind of blessing. Abundance in this life, abundance in the life to come. Abundance in riches in divine nature. So the richest person is you and me. And then the poorest person is the one who has no God. The heart can never be fulfilled by the worldly stuff. You get a good job, right? Then from day one, you start to go to the company to work. And all of a sudden, you find out, in my whole life, I just routine the same routine for 40 years. They had no fun at all, right? So one of the full-time ministers, actually, he had a double E degree, graduate study. And after the first year, he worked in a company. And he started to think, all my life I just sit here doing these kind of things. It's so boring and life meaningless. So later on, he just dedicated himself to involve with the full-time ministry. So the richest person is you and me because God abides in us. And then verse 17, her way are ways of pleasantness. Do you want to live a happy life, joyful life? Wisdom will guide us into there. So if we really make decisions according to wisdom, our life will be filled with joy. Look, those who pursue happiness always end up in suffering. Suffering in personal addiction, suffering in relationship, suffering in some family problem. Why? Because there is no God. So we have wisdom that we can avoid a lot of trap which will make us to suffer, and we enjoy the fulfillment in God, which is joy, right? Pleasantness. And the last one is her paths are all peace. When God is with us, we have no fear at all. Just like a small animal, right? Yes, some kind of the story, a small animal walk together with a lion. And all of a sudden, he see all the other animals just run away. Oh, the small animal feel I'm something, right? But actually, it's not a small animal. It's because the lion walk together with him, right? So same thing, when God is with us, then we feel nothing because he is with us, just like David, right? Even though I walk through the valley of death, I have no evil, fear no evil because God is with me. When he was facing Goliath, he had no fear. When he was facing the lion, try to kill the sheep, he has no fear. So he pursued and killed the lion. How come? Because God was with him. So if we have the wisdom to pursue the abundance of God, we have no fear. And we have no worry, and that is peace. So it's so important we have to pursue wisdom because it brings us so many benefits which you cannot purchase by money. So let's come forward. Let us pray and ask God to give us wisdom to make the right decision in everything to please him. Let's come forward and pray.